We're awaiting Pope Benedict's arrival here in the United Kingdom. There have been many months of preparation leading up to this week. How would you describe, perhaps, the expectations of people around London?
I think we've got to put it in the context of 1982, actually, because that was the first papal visit to Britain. And the mood then was quite different, different Pope, obviously, but also a different society that had a faith root in itself. We've still got that faith root, but it's much more secularised, as indeed Pope Benedict has criticised. So what you've got there is people more prepared to challenge and not take what someone like Pope Benedict says without looking at what it means. You know, whether it's in terms of sexual morals, whether it's in terms of the security of children and vulnerable adults, whatever it is. So I think the mood of society has changed as much as anything else.
So you'd be urging people in this country to listen very carefully, to take a close look at what he has to say, rather than judging too superficially?
Yes. I mean, there are a lot of issues where groups that you might think were opposed to church teaching are actually in total agreement. And a lot of what he says, a lot of what the church says, is to do with people's lifestyles, you know, the way that they behave. And that's what the church is there for. And that's what Pope Benedict, you know, very often talks about very articulately. Whether people want to listen to him is a different matter. But I think, yes, it would be very good to hear not just what he says, but also the meaning behind it, the motivation. And a lot of people are looking forward to hearing him.
You're talking about this being indeed one of the most secular countries, very different from three decades ago. How do you think the church here is really responding to the challenges that this poses?
The church has changed very much over those three decades. I mean, just thinking of my work here with the Jesuits, great emphasis on education, as always, but a changing emphasis. You know, the days of the Jesuits staffing all the colleges with teachers have gone. And so what we're able to do is to concentrate on other areas that hopefully we can reach, just as Pope Benedict told us back in 2008.
For example?
Ignatian spirituality is, I think, a good example, where we are packed in our retreat centres with people wishing to get away, to be silent, to reflect, to meditate in the Ignatian style. And so, you know, we've got three of those, four if you include the non-residential centre here in London. And so by taking people out of things like schools, colleges, we're able to provide that. Further education, Heathrop College, a prime example of people clamouring to read philosophy and theology and also interfaith relations, those sorts of areas. And those are areas where we can certainly specialise. So I think, yes, overall, the church has got to rethink its position and has got to adapt to the changing environment of interfaith, interculture, and all those sorts of things. I think, thankfully, the Jesuits are doing it.
You mentioned interfaith, of course. That is going to be a big issue on this trip, and the Jesuit College, as you say, at Heathrop does that very well, doesn't it, with a dedicated centre?
Yes. I mean, it's the, talking about society, it's the changing face of society. And the work done at Heathrop is very important in terms of not only listening, but also trying to understand the culture which creates the sort of mentality among the different faiths. And they've done a great deal of visiting each other's homes, sharing meals together, working very much to break down barriers. And that's, you know, one of the important roles of a centre like Heathrop.
Many challenges, as you say, facing the church, not least of which is communicating, isn't it, to this very secular culture. That's what you do here.
I try. That's right. It is difficult because the issues, by and large, are not simple. And the media, by and large, like simple explanations and an analysis of the situation. There's always the nuances there. It's important that we don't dumb down, but at the same time, it's speaking in such a way and acting in such a way that we are understood. And that's very often the hard thing, particularly, may I say, with respect of my Jesuit colleagues, you know, particularly those who are very intellectual. It's not easy to turn issues into parables. That's what Jesus did, and that's the sort of work that I hope we can be more engaged in.